Blog Talk Radio.
Off the dross. The affliction is real. Praise y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real. We fast and walk soft. The affliction is real. This Jacob Holocaust. Too long. Israel blue this sin. Stirred false deities walking in gin. Now we drink false deities. Call it spirits and gin. Remy and him. Learn the fear of Yah from the doctrine of men. The doctors fought in the bins. The king riding the fold. The burdens we told. Afflicting our soul, iniquity fold, removing our goal. The hunger is deep. I'm crying on the floor. I sleep. Been years since I done slept in my bed. My sins are more than the hairs of my head. In 400 years, I've been a stranger, a tree hanger, shipped in shackles, dying from smoking. My ancestors picked at the.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yo.
The affliction is real, y'all knocking off the dross. The affliction is real, praise y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft. The affliction is real, this Jacob Holocaust. Too long, Israel blue this sin. Stirred false deities, walking in gin. Now we drink false deities, call it spirits and gin. Remy and him, learn the fear of Yah from the doctrine of men. The doctors fought in the bins, the king riding the fold. The burdens we told, afflicting our soul, iniquity fold, removing our goal. The hunger is deep, I'm crying on the floor, I sleep. Been years since I done slept in my bed. My sins are more than the hairs of my head. In 400 years I've been a stranger, a tree hanger, shipped in shackles, dying from smoking. My ancestors picked at the back of. The affliction is real, y'all knocking off the dross. The affliction is real, face y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft. The affliction is real, this Jacob Holocaust. The affliction is real, y'all knocking off the dross. The affliction is real, face y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft. The affliction is real, this Jacob Holocaust. We went from kings to slaves, they held us in castles. Had the greatest name, now our niggas is baffled. We can play the game, but we still getting hassled. Put your head down in shame, let Yahweh come at you. Don't touch a morsel of grain, fasten to ease the pain. Water is a delicacy, I humble myself. For the fear of Yahweh's jealousy, the furnace of affliction vehemently melting me. Just get to my heart and hopefully make a better me. I'm seeking Yah's face, praying he'll let me see. Yah ordered it so set correctly. The fear of Yah is a secret society, and only by humility can you get some keys. Then open this door to see what Yahweh has in store. Yah holds the treasures of the thunder, but may Israel for his fourth wonder. I deserve for his praises. Your reason, my microphone blazing. The joy can't stand this glory. They dry like a raisin. We the son, Yahweh, number one. The king who lift the poor up from the dumb. The affliction is real, y'all knocking off the dross. The affliction is real, raise y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft. The affliction is real, this Jacob Holocaust. The affliction is real, y'all knocking off the dross. The affliction is real, praise y'all in sackcloth. The affliction is real, we fast and walk soft.
Yeah.
The affliction is real, this
is only one El in Israel. Well, there's only one El in Israel. Well,
Alastic, we meeting y'all in sackcloth and ashes. The masses is halting, we humble ourselves with fasting. The passing the time, we're hoping that y'all will bless me. The crack the stoniness of my heart, give me one that's fleshly. He tested, you see who sees his righteousness and meanness. And only unto him, he reveal this holy secret. Established twice, only witness by true believers. No room for divas. The fall of us mostly blamed on leaders. The second one is rebellion because the heart deceives us. Speaking things that will please us, that light Leah sees us. And Yah, her Elohim of war, who commanded to Shema and seek his holy Torah. To get our lives in order, shake our jaws so we need Kahora. No longer will I be Sodom and Gomorrah, because Yah gave me his Ruach. I am a living soul, but only am I just so rich or hearted, not your clothes. Praise Yah.
There's only one El in Israel. Well, there's only one El in Israel. Well, there's only one El in Israel. Well, well.
Now we got it. Now we got it rolling. Good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy. Let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Morey Ishyah Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you Nothing But the Truth. And I'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in our viewing audience and listening audience, for we know the only reason you have tuned into our program is because of your great fear and love towards mighty Yahweh. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, and the sea. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the creator, and there is none else. And it is Yahweh who has ordained us to bring you his truth, and that's what we will do. This evening or night, we will be bringing you the word of Yahweh, and we will be getting your questions, whatever questions you may have, but also if you have questions about Yah's signs, seasons, days and years, or Yah's calendar. If you have questions on those also, and any questions that you may have pertaining to the word of Yah. And the word of Yah is what has created the heavens, earth, and sea. So if you have questions about anything, you can type in questions on our YouTube page, even on our Facebook page, but if you send them to our YouTube page, we'll get them a little bit quicker right now. On our YouTube page, you can type in your questions on our live chat that you may have about anything, but especially about Yahweh's calendar. And why Yah's calendar? Because Yahweh made the heavens, the sea, the earth, and all that therein is. Yahweh made the lights. Yahweh created lights, and he is the one that can answer your questions that you might have dealing with his seasons. Of course, we are in the midst of a new season right now, which is the winter season. In some places on earth, it's the rainy season, the wet season. And even in winter, it's the wet season. That's why it snows and rains so much during this time. But you want to know about Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. You can ask your questions here today or about anything that you might want to know about. Until you send through your questions, I want you to consider these questions. Questions that I have to all of the ministers, teachers, elders, servants, mores, kohen, preachers, rabbis, that teach something other than Yah's calendar. What are the questions I might have? First question, and you should write down these questions. Can you please provide us a scripture, and I'll take one scripture, one scripture that proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that Yahweh has anything other than 30 days in a month? You should ask your leaders this question. Can you show in the scriptures that proves that Yahweh has anything other than 30 days in a month? And I ask that question because what I've seen in the Holy Scriptures repeatedly and only indicates the scriptures of the Most High only point to, only detail, and only teach that there are 30 days in a month. You might ask yourself, what does that mean? Well, it means this. In the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, five reads, every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. So that's why I asked the question. Should ask that question to your ministers. Where is there any scripture that shows Yahweh has anything but 30 days in a month? And if they can show you that, it's beyond the shadow of a doubt, then please alert us immediately because we want to see it. We have a question on our YouTube live chat. And the question reads, you can just read it to me. Yes, the question's asked, is the confectioner's glaze shellac that comes from the lac bug, is this kosher? Now, you have shellac, which is, some of it comes from a bug, some of it is straight poison, comes from chemicals, straight synthetic, like shellac. Don't they use shellac on something else? Like on paints and floors. Yes. Now there's shellac that they use on floors that they also put in food. It's also, they come from the same thing, which is lab, and you don't want to touch that stuff. Then you have, as this question is asked, shellac from a bug. And if I'm not mistaken, you can double check me, but from my prior research, it comes from a beetle. Now, are beetles clean? You want to know if a beetle is clean? Let's go to the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter. In the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, we're going to find out if a beetle is clean or not. And if one of our great helpers here could look up a beetle to see if it comes from a locust. In the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, we'll start reading in the book, in the verse that says, verse 21, yet these may you eat of every flying, creeping thing that goes upon all four, which have legs above their feet, to leap therewith upon the earth. Even these of them you may eat. The locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. So what did that just let us know? You can eat a beetle. And yes, many of you are eating beetles, because a lot of natural flavors are coming from beetles. So don't tell them you don't eat a beetle. But you can eat a beetle. You can also eat a locust. You can also eat a grasshopper. Dip it in some chocolate. Have you a grasshopper. You can eat it. It's clean. So if it comes, if the lac bug, which to my knowledge is a beetle, then it's okay. If you have different research that is not a beetle and it's something else, then it's not okay. Or any other questions?
What is the difference between the day of the new month and the first day of the month? Also, how does it apply and still doesn't add to 30 days in the month?
Those are two questions.
Yes.
First question is, what is the difference between the day of the new month and the first day of the month? Well, the difference is they're two different days. If you go to the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, in the first verse, it reads, in the third month, when the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day, they came into the wilderness of Sinai, same day of what? Of the third month. In Hebrew, it would read, in the third new month, the same day of that month, which is the new month. You also can go to the book of Ezekiel, the 46th chapter. And in Ezekiel chapter 46, we can begin reading in the first verse, where it says, thus saith the Master Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, And in the day of the new month, I know some of your books, most of your books will say day of the new moon. But if you know Yahweh, and if you have read the scriptures, you would know Yahweh, and none of his servants would ever put moon with the day. Because Yahweh explicitly let us know that he made the moon to rule over the night. So we know that the editors of this book put moon where it don't belong. So in Hebrew, it doesn't say moon, and the word moon is Yireach. But in Hebrew, this here is Kodesh. And this means in the day of the new month, it shall be open. So there is a day of the new month. You can also go to the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. In Numbers, the 10th chapter, the 7th verse reads, "But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow. But you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be unto you an ordinance forever throughout your generation. And if you go to war in the land against your enemy that oppress you, then you shall blow the alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices." See, that's the beginnings of your months. One more scripture is Exodus, the 12th chapter. First verse reads, "And Yahweh spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be the beginning of months unto you. It shall be the first month of the year unto you." The beginnings of your months. The day of the new month. This is a different day. Lastly, to show you the difference between this day and the first day of the month is in the book of Numbers, 28th chapter. In Numbers 28, verse 11 reads, "And in the beginning of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot." See, that's what you do in the beginning months. But in the 29th chapter, in the first verse, it reads, "And in the 7th month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you, and you shall offer a burnt offering for sweet savor unto Yahweh, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year without blemish." 2 different days, 2 different sacrifices. So you have the day of the new month, and you have the first day of the month. The next question in that series of questions was,
also, how does it apply and still doesn't add to 30 days in a month?
So, yes, the day of the new month is the day that we celebrate the new month. That's the day that brings in the new month. Yahweh has not given the day of the new month a date numbered because it has not completed itself yet. That's why the first day of the month represents the month being 1 day old. 1 day old. That's what you call the first day of the month. The day of the new month is the day the month begins. The month hasn't even been a day old yet. And we praise Yahweh in the beginning of the month. Once that day is over, and a new day comes in. It is the first day of the month, because now the month is a day old. And yes, this still makes 30 days in 1 month. 30 whole days in 1 month. You have to have the day of the new month, and then 29 more days. All together is 30 days. Any other questions?
Are trees yielding fruit only to be planted in the first year, so we can be in order when to praise Yah with it and when to eat it?
Are the trees that yield fruit only to be planted in the first year, so we can be on track with Yah to praise Him with? The Leviticus, the 19th. And when you shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten. But it may yield to you the increase thereof. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Letting you know that the third, fourth, and fifth year of you planting the trees. If you wait till the beginning of Yah's Sabbath years to plant trees, then you'll just never have trees. You won't have trees continuously growing. But you plant them according to their planting, and you count the years of their planting so you know how many years the tree has been there. So it's just when you plant the tree. It doesn't take you off course of Yah's Sabbath years, which is established set time. And you just have to know Yah's Sabbath years for its purposes. But you have to know when you planted a tree so you can keep the law of bringing the first fruits of that tree to Yahweh. But it does not have to be in the beginning of the 7 years. It's whenever the seeds are planted. Any other questions? No questions at this time. Well, as I asked before, we want to know where there are more scriptures that say there's 30 or more or 30 or less than 30 days. Now let me show you in the scriptures where Yahweh explicitly let us know how many days are in a month. As I said, you don't want to add to the word